686-2237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by John Hotchkiss. He's the president and chief guy at Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. We're going to be talking to him about some of the recent new products that he's introducing for his company and also about a very cool event coming up very soon in Las Vegas. And some other recent things happening within Hotchkiss, including a track day. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. It's toll-free, so don't hesitate to give us a call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And also in this hour of the broadcast, we will throw out a trivia question to test your automotive trivia knowledge. But to kick things off, let me tell you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Well, certainly when it comes to exotic cars, the word McLaren definitely rhymes with good stuff. And in recent years, of course, we've seen the collaboration between Mercedes-Benz and McLaren with the SLR McLaren. Years ago, back in the 1990s, certainly one of the most highly collectible vehicles of its day and greatest performing vehicles of all time, the McLaren F1 was for sale to a very limited number of buyers, and only a handful made it here into the United States. But for 2011, McLaren is back and reportedly is going to have a variety of models. But the first one out of the gate is going to be their halo car. It's the 2011 McLaren MP4-12C. And this vehicle, without question, is based on a lot of Formula One technology and has some really cool stuff. If you remember the former car, the F1 McLaren, was known not only for its outstanding performance, but it was also known for having a very unusual seating configuration. Basically, it was a three-seater. The driver sat in the middle of the car, and the passengers sat on either side. So that's definitely one of the more unique factors on that. Have they done that again with this McLaren? It doesn't appear to, at least to the reports that I have. It is a traditional two-seater vehicle. However, what they've done with this vehicle, without question, is bring it down weight-wise. As a matter of fact, the exact weight specifications haven't been let out, but it's reportedly, easy enough for me to say, lighter than the Ferrari 458 Italia, which is the replacement for the Ferrari 430. The vehicle is going to cost a ton of money. There's no question about it. It's about $250,000. I know Jay Leno has already been to the McLaren factory and did a story on it for his Big Dog Garage, and without question will be an owner of this vehicle, as he is an owner of the McLaren F1 supercar. It's reportedly significantly wider than what we've seen from McLaren in the past, and it's also got some scissors-like doors. It's just chock full of all types of exotic materials, including magnesium and other very rare metals. Performance-wise, this vehicle is going to have a paddle shift setup, and it of course has a tremendous amount of aerodynamic enhancements. It is a twin turbo 3.8 liter 600 horsepower V8 with a 7-speed dual clutch transmission. Its suspension is very unique in that it does away with conventional anti-roll bars. In their place, hydraulic plumbing, believe it or not, complete with some special springs and pumps, controlled by electronics, interconnected at all four corners, allowing very rapid changes in roll rate as you're driving along. So more on that vehicle, the stuff that dreams are made of, the Halo car from McLaren, which reportedly is going to be announcing a number of other cars to do battle with the exotics like Ferrari and Lamborghini and such. Let's get back down to earth. The New York Auto Show is just around the corner, and there are going to be a significant number of important unveils in the city of New York. And certainly when you look at historically, the New York Auto Show has always had a lot of big unveils. As a matter of fact, JAG used the New York Auto Show to show off the original Type E here in the United States, and has used the platform in the past to show a number of new offerings. We don't expect anything new from JAG this time around, but we definitely will be there and recording lots of interviews. The recently concluded Geneva Auto Show brought lots of important vehicles, lots of cool vehicles, including the latest incarnation of the Porsche 911 Turbo. Just a remarkable vehicle in its acceleration capability. Again, equipped with the dual clutch transmission, this vehicle will reportedly do 0 to 60 times in the high twos. And that's a number that we've only seen in the past by the Bugatti Veyron supercar. But some of the other important unveils in Geneva, and we will see some of these here in the United States. The Volvo S60, arguably this is the best-looking sedan ever from the Volvo Corporation. It looks a lot like a coupe, but it's a sedan, a very kind of sexy-looking Volvo. Volkswagen took the wraps off their new Touareg for 2011. It is a smaller Touareg, a lighter Touareg than the previous generation, which unfortunately has the Consumer Report rating of being the most unreliable vehicle on the road today. Porsche showed off a revamped 2011 Porsche Cayenne. And that vehicle, too, has seen some significant changes, a little bit smaller, a different type of headlight treatment. I have to say, although having not seen it in person, it looks a little bit better, at least in pictures. Also making headlines at the recently concluded Geneva Motor Show, the Mini Countryman, as Mini continues to impress and roll out more variants of their vehicles. And we'll see, I believe, another Mini variant at the New York Auto Show. Mazda has a revamped 6 for model year 2011, as well as a revamped Mazda 5. Also from the show in Geneva, Lotus has a new car. It's called the Evora. It's powered by a Toyota V6 power plant, but in Geneva, they showed it with a hybrid concept power plant. The 2011 Lotus Elise gets some significant stylistic updates, but not too many mechanical updates. The Kia Sportage was also debuted for model year 2011 in Geneva. Jaguar did show off a rendition of one of my personal favorite cars, and that's the Jag XKR. They're calling this one the Speed Pack Edition. We'll have to get more details on that. Also in New York, I expect to see some new products from Mercedes-Benz a little bit earlier today. I was chatting with a representative from Mercedes-Benz, and they said that they were going to have some news there, but nothing from Mercedes in Geneva, but certainly plenty from Bentley, as they've got a Continental Super Sport GTC convertible as well as an Audi A8 hybrid. Those are some of the stars of the Geneva show. Straight ahead, John Hotchkiss from Hotchkiss Performance.
Said you're wrong, buddy. Mom, no. are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll throw a quick trivia question into the mix, going back to the decade of the 1980s. It was one of the fastest General Motors vehicles of that decade, and it was a Buick. What was the name of that fast Buick from the 1980s? Certainly fast in a straight line. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And now we go to a man who knows a lot about going fast in a straight line and going fast in corners. He's the president of Hotchkiss Performance, makers of Hotchkiss Sports Suspension, and much more. Former professional auto racer himself, John Hotchkiss. John, how you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for joining us here for our monthly discussion of all things Hotchkiss. And, boy, we got lots to talk about. But before we kick that off, I want to ask you a question I don't think I've ever asked you before. What was your first car?
Oh, my first car was a 1977 Ford van. It was back in the days when everybody thought vans were cool. But I was racing motorcycles at the time, so it was a perfect place to transport my motorcycle.
Interesting. You're absolutely right. Back in 1977, there was a whole van customization craze where people, you know, put the shag carpeting in there and beds and all kinds of stuff. My first vehicle was a much beligned today 77 Ford Mustang, which had actually a 302 V8, but putting out a measly, I believe, 140 horsepower.
Oh, yeah. No, horsepower was not big back in those days. But, hey, what a weekend we've had so far. We had Formula One last weekend. We had Peugeot dominated Sebring yesterday or last night. And we just had NASCAR at Bristol. Man, things are happening.
Absolutely, and things are happening at Hotchkiss Performance. There's no question about that. I understand recently you had another one of your famous track days.
Oh, it was just terrific. We went back up to the streets of Willow, and again, we were there first week of March. Terrific weather. A lot of the country was still under snow. We had nice sunny weather, Willow Springs. And we had something we've never had before. We had all five generations of Camaros from the 67 all the way to 2010 there, and we had really good examples, actually two examples of the first-gen cars out there. And we did track testing before and after. We got before and after numbers, skid pad, slalom, and road course. We also grouped the cars together for a video and also a picture because it was really cool because we make suspension packages for all those models.
So you mean you've got packages available from right from the get-go, from the first Camaro right up to the brand-new 2010 model?
Absolutely, and with the same thing, we can make an old car handle like the new Camaro and the new Camaro even better. So we can get a first or second-gen Camaro, so it just, and it's like driving on flypaper. It has so much grip, but it's really comfortable, too. It's a lot of fun to drive.
Absolutely. We'll get into the nuances of that. But first, with the answer to the trivia question, hopefully, listening on AM 1540 News Talk KXEL, it's my pleasure to welcome Dell to the airways of Auto World. Dell, how you doing?
Fine, Bob. How you been?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for asking. So let's go back to the 1980s. What was that fast General Motors product?
A Buick GSX.
That's right. The
Grand Sport X with the 3.8 turbo.
That was definitely it. The Grand National was a fast car, and they made a special edition one. They had the GNX that was the absolute king of the road there. And, John, that brings up an interesting question. Do you make any suspension packages for that car?
Well, there's a funny part, great answer. That's a lot of people have forget about that incredible turbocharged Buick. But that was one of our first complete suspension packages. Our first CBS kit was we designed on a Buick Limited that was like the Grand National. It was called the Grand National Limited.
Amazing, because I know that car, I never had the pleasure of driving with that car, but John, that was just a beast in the straight line. I mean, it was faster than the Corvette, but the Buicks, the Regals in particular, weren't known for their handling capability, so your package must have made a world of difference.
Big difference. I mean, you could make a lot of power with those cars, being turbo, and they had a really stout bottom end. That Buick V6 was really a rugged engine.
I had a friend of mine had one that blew it up.
Really?
He stomped on it too many times.
I heard stories of people who live in cold climes like the Northeast or Dell is there in Iowa. In the wintertime, they used to soak the intercooler with water and then let it freeze overnight.
Yeah, I've heard of that, too.
It was neat. I mean, that was the ultimate drift car because it had so much power and no traction.
Well, as usual, Dell, you're right on the money. We're going to put you in the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Any new vehicles catching your eye these days? Do you like any of the new ones?
Oh, I like that 2011 Mustang.
Yeah, that's a sweet ride, no question.
That's a nice-looking one.
Yeah, that's a great power plant. There's no question about it. How about the new Camaro? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I like the older ones. This one just seems too bulky to me.
Too bulky style.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate, as usual, hang on, and we'll get to Matt to get all of your information, and we're going to put you right in the top of the bin here for the running for the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's talk a little bit about that latest generation Camaro. I've driven it, and I've driven it in multiple forms. The V6 form, which is impressive with 305 horsepower, and then the both the automatic as well as the manual transmission SS variant. And it's an impressive package, John, but as I said to you a little bit earlier today, when I was out in California, I had the opportunity to do some track work with it. And when you put it out put it on the track under contained circumstances, that very nice Camaro shows that it doesn't have such a great suspension, and I know you've been working hard to improve on that.
Well, I certainly have, and you're right. And you know, most of the people would get a brand new Camaro or an SS, check off all the boxes at the dealership, and be so excited about the car, and not realize that there's even more improvements that can be made. But then, like you, the people who really know about driving, they get a chance to drive their favorite road or take it to a track, we'll notice it has, it's a little soft. It has some body roll. It rolls from the front. It understeers at the limit. So when you're really trying to go around a corner, it pushes from the front. That's really the limit of the speed you can get from the car. And so we developed our sway bar package that changes the handling balance. So it's much more neutral. You can get mid-corner entry and exit speeds much better. We did a spring package for it, lowered it down about an inch and a quarter, chassis brace to really support the rear stub frame, and we have more products coming for the car as well.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about what kind of upgrades that you did for the first-generation Camaro. I mean, certainly back in the day it was a cutting-edge piece, but today, I mean, when you look at how far suspension technology has come, not to mention tire technology, I mean, you were dealing with probably some pretty crude elements in trying to upgrade that car.
Oh, absolutely. And the suspension of that car is really about the same as a car from the 50s. And leaf springs, coil springs in front, just a pretty antiquated system, certainly when you look at it now. And then any car you buy today and is a much better handler than, and has, you have much more control than your normal muscle car. So people will restore their cars and put all the products in it, and then they drive it, and it just it's not up to snuff. So we have a full package to make it really handle.
Absolutely. We'll take a time out for some important messages. When we come back on the other side, we're just getting warmed up. We're only in first gear with John Hotchkiss from Hotchkiss Performance. Don't go away.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from Concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. John Hotchkiss is with us, president of Hotchkiss Performance. Hotchkiss.net is the website, and John makes incredible suspension pieces. And before the break there, John, you were telling us about that first-generation Camaro and all the different changes that you had to make, because you're absolutely right. I mean, today's regular car, today's even minivan handles better than some of the great classic muscle cars of yesterday. How about the fourth generation Camaro, which was around for quite some time? What kind of upgrades do you offer for that?
Well, we actually have a full package for that, and that's a real sleeper car, because as you know, $6,000 to $10,000 now, you can get one that has an LS1 engine, 6-speed transmission, really good chassis, so you can get a ton of car for a very little bit of money, and there's so many engine upgrades for the LS engines. So we do a complete package. We do a sway bar package, springs, rears, trailing arm package, strut brace in the front, and more. So you can, and subframe connectors. So a full TVS package to turn that fourth gen car that now is, they all need a restoration and improvement. But we also, of course, we had one of those up at the Streets of Willow, and that was a number of media people were there, and they said the fourth gen was their favorite to drive because of how balanced and agile it was on the track.
Absolutely. That makes for a good performance bargain these days if folks can get a hold of one of those. Why don't we throw another trivia question out? That kind of, I won't give it away, but that Buick engine that we were talking about a little bit earlier here in the broadcast, the 3.8-liter V6 turbocharged power plant that was available during the 1980s in the Buick Grand National in ultimate form in the GNX, also made its way into one other General Motors car. It was a very limited edition car. During the decade of the 1980s, I believe it was the 80s, yeah, it was the 80s. Time flies. What was the other GM car that had a short run of Buick-powered 3.8-liter V6 turbocharged power plants directly taken from the Buick Grand National? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. John, you've got a big event that you're going to be participating in coming up in one of my favorite cities, Las Vegas, Nevada. Tell us all about it.
Well, we're so excited. This will be the second year we've attended Mopars at the Strip, because for the last 2 years, we've really been pushing our Mopar suspension. So all of those products I mentioned for the GM side, we're now doing for Cudas, Challengers, Chargers, and Satellites, Demons, Dusters, all A, B, and E bodies. So we're going up to Las Vegas for the big Mopar gathering. There'll be a ton of cars. The drag race up there and legendary show and good show stuff. But we're putting a whole new equation into the mix. We're doing autocross. So we have a big section of the parking lot down at the end of the drag strip, and we'll have about a 30-second course where they'll go around cones. We'll show them how to drive their car. And many people haven't turned their wheel really hard or stepped on the brakes or stepped on the throttle and cornered, and so we'll show them how you can handle in a Mopar and show them do demo rides, and it should be really a cool experience for a lot of people.
I've never been to that particular event. Where is it held? Near the Speedway?
It's at Las Vegas Speedway, right on the Speedway, right at the drag strip.
Oh, that's great, and I would imagine. I remember the last time you were on here with our callers on Auto World. Somebody called in and actually said that they were going to be making the trip to Las Vegas to show off their vehicles and wanted to get in touch with you. So it draws people from all over, John.
It really does, and we've been out on the forums, Mopars and Challenger Talk, and a number of different forums talking about it, and we're starting to get some really good feedback. A number of people said, you know, there's, wait a second, you're doing that, and okay, we can do that, and especially there's a huge group of late model LX cars, the Challengers and Chargers and so on. They're coming out just to do the autocross, so we're excited, and we want to bring this enthusiasm to them and show them that, hey, you can have some fun and get out and turn the wheel and even play a little drifting if you want.
Absolutely. I'm going to put you on the spot here, and maybe there isn't an answer that you can give me, but if you had to rate the both of them, of course, can be significantly improved with the Hotchkiss TVS systems, but which of the modern-day muscle cars between the Camaro and the Challenger, which one has a better chassis or better underpinnings to start with?
Ooh, that is a really difficult one, because they're a little bit different, size and so on. Usually I could answer something like that, but it's, you know, you can get a Hemi in one and an LS in the other. that's brutal.
It's tough.
I can't tell you.
I don't blame you. I mean, that's the way I feel about all three of the modern-day muscle cars. I'd like to have one of each, I'll tell you. There are attributes of all three that I very much like. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line if you want to answer the question. On the trivia side, the Buick 3.8-liter V6 turbo was in the Grand National, also made it into one other GM product, very limited number of these vehicles built during the 80s. What was that vehicle? Or if you have a question for John Hotchkiss, Hotchkiss Performance, we'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231. John, tell us a little bit more. Let's say I'm just bought that brand new Camaro SS. There's a dealership not that far from me, and they've got one right out front. I just took delivery of that vehicle, and let's say it's optioned up with all the goodies, but I still want more. What are you going to give me for this fifth-generation Camaro with your TVS system? Break it down and kind of give us a ballpark figure of how much it's going to set me back.
Well, I would start off with the sway bar package, and what that does, it's pretty easy to bolt on. People can do it. We do on our website, we do video instructions to show people what it's like to put all of our parts on. So I do a sway bar package, change the balance of the car, have the steering much more reactive. It really puts kind of the spirit into the car. So you say, okay, now that makes sense. Then I do the springs, lower down, get some of that fender tire gap down. We increase the spring rate about 25% for more performance. It's a little soft to start with for performance driving. Then it would go for our chassis brace, that subframe brace, that because the rear subframe in the car is independent rear suspension, the bushings are pretty soft. And so when you're driving in a performance situation, the rear subframe moves around a bit. So you bolt this on, easy to bolt on, and it really gets the power. You get the power to the ground and no, not wiggling from the back. And all that for about $1,200, I believe. And so you get the major handling improvement. Still keep a really nice ride because you want to make sure the family is still happy with it as well. But about $1,200, you get all that, and really you can have a terrific time.
Oh, that sounds great. And if folks log on to your website, Hotchkiss.net, you've got a very cool YouTube video up there where you show a stock Camaro SS and then a Hotchkiss modified SS, and the difference is remarkable, and that looks like it was shot at Willow Springs. Is that where you shot that?
That's where we did, and we have some really good friends that have, imagine this, by getting a brand new Camaro and driving it over to our installation shop and just saying, okay, develop some products and call me when it's ready. Two guys came by, one with a black one Camaro, one with a blue, and both had paper plates on them, and they said, go for it. And that's the type of owner that are getting Camaros. They're so enthusiastic. So we took them to the track at Willow Springs, and they drove the car stock, and then we went back to the track and put our products on. And there's nothing like driving to believe. And now, you know, we can say it all day long. Of course our suspension is better. That's what we do. But when the owners are saying it, and the owners on the forum saying this makes sense, and that's fun. And I'll tell you, we've given a real adrenaline ride to plenty of good Camaro owners.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, more pure horsepower with John Hotchkiss. This is Auto World.
A day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with our good friend John Hotchkiss from Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. Hotchkiss.net is the website. Toll-free number for John, 888-735-6425. We've got a toll-free number as well. It's 800-259-9231. And a trivia question, I'm really surprised no one has got this one, because we had a quick winner on the question about that fast in a straight line vehicle from the 1980s, the Buick Grand National was the answer. Well, that same engine, that 3.8-liter turbocharged V6, found its way into a pace car. There's your hint. It was a pace car from the 1980s. Which pace car from the 1980s utilized that engine? And it was the last time that we saw that engine. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. John, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other cool things that you're up to. In addition to the big event coming up in Las Vegas, I understand you've got another track day around the corner.
We do, but let me tell you a story from our last track day, and the pictures are on our website. So if you go on the website and you see in the middle of the website, tells about the track day. It's a picture of a new Viper and the Valiant and our Challenger. But in there's a picture of an orange C10 pickup, and C10 is a new thing that we're working on. And there's probably plenty of people that in listening to the radio that have had a C10 or a short bed C10 have seen them. They're awesome. They make the most incredible handling kind of muffle car trucks. And so we've developed a complete package: sway bars, the rear truck arm relocator mounts, sway bar package front and rear, shock mounts, A-arms, a ton. And we took this truck out to the test track for the second time. The owner drove it, and he is also the owner of the yellow C5 Z06 that's in those pictures as well. He uses a camera and a chase car. And he was having a blast driving this pickup truck around streets of Willow, sideways, drifting, smoking the tires. And I would tell you, he's the only thing that kept him going from going any faster is the truck has a bent seat, so he couldn't hang on.
great story, John. I wonder if there was another kind of limited edition General Motors vehicle. It was a sport utility, again, focusing on this little blown power plant that we've been talking about, the 3.8-liter V6, the GMC Typhoon. Remember that vehicle?
Absolutely. And when there was a cyclone and a typhoon, wasn't there?
Exactly. I wonder if there are some out there now that definitely could be in need of some horsepower for their suspension.
Those are. I haven't seen one of those in ages. And also your trivia question, I've seen a few of those, but it's been a number of years.
It has. They only made a very limited number of those vehicles, and I think that's why so far we don't have a correct answer. 800-259-9231, the Buick 3.8-liter turbocharged V6 that was at home in the Buick Grand National, the GNX. It also was in one other vehicle, a pace car from the 1980s. What was it? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit about your recent work with Jay Leno. Give us an update. I know the last time you were on with us, you told us that you talked with Jay about doing some work on his old Galaxy. I believe it was a 7-liter. I love these old big engines. 7-liter Galaxy. What happened? Did you do the work?
We sure did. And we thought we were just going to work with him because when he drove our Challenger, he just thought it was incredible, and we had some super comments from Jay about how well it drives and handles, and it was so much fun just to cruise Burbank in the passenger seat and listen to him. So then he says, "Well, the Challenger's okay, but hey, how about this Galaxy over here?" And we didn't have anything for Galaxies, and nor were we planning to. Just wasn't on our radar. Well, he certainly tuned us in and said, "Hey, it's Galaxy time." So we spent the last 6 weeks, and we've done sway bar package, a rear panhard rod, more suspension pieces as well, and we just did the final installation on the car, and he will be driving it in the next few weeks, so that'll be on his Jay Leno's garage site soon, and I can't wait to take the maiden voyage in the car with him.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Why don't we go to the talk lines right now at 800-259-9231 and say hello to Frank, who joins us in New Mexico. Frank, how you doing?
Oh, great show as always, Bob. You know, I've got one of those the last year, the 87 Grand National, and I was wondering if the fellow with the Hotchkiss upgrades there, do you all bring it up to the equivalent of the GNX suspension at the rear end with the Panhard rod and all that?
You know, how are you, Bob? We don't do all of that because that would actually require some fabricating on the car, and it has a special rear end and so on, the GNX.
Yeah.
We do rear trailing arms, rear sway bar package, suggest some Hotchkiss Bilstein shocks with it to go with, and then also front and rear spring package, and working on new revised AMs for the front. So what we can do is make that car so it handles like a GNX. So everything's bolt-on, so you don't have to fabricate, and it really makes it handle and transfers weight better, and it's just a lot more fun to drive.
Yeah, well, yeah, I bet it would be. So I guess I could find out the info on your website then, huh?
Absolutely. Just go to Hotchkiss.net, HOTCHKIS.net, or you can call our sales guys, and they can give you all the info on the parts as well.
Yeah, same situation for my 66 Chevelle. You've got everything for that, I bet you.
Oh, boy, and that's right in our sweet spot. We do have everything for that. And in the new Super Chevy magazine that's out now, we did a 66 wagon for a great friend of ours, and that was in the Super Chevy Handling Challenge. And it was amazing how well 11-time autocross champ Mary Posey could wheel that big wagon around the autocross course. And there's a... those are fun cars. Absolutely blast.
Yeah. Well, Bob, I'd like to take a stab at the question. I just bet it was an Indy pace car, and I bet you it was a Pontiac, but I'm probably wrong.
Well, you're absolutely right. It was a Pontiac. What? Pontiac?
Oh.
Halo car. What was the Pontiac sports machine sister to the Camaro?
Oh, golly, my mind has gone blank, so we'll leave it up to someone else.
Oh, it's too close.
Show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that was too close.
I know. You're just knocking on the door. And, John, once again, just remind Frank your telephone number and website.
Well, the easiest thing to do is just HOTCHKIS.net. And, Bob, you have the toll-free number in front of you.
Yeah, 888-735-6425. And, Frank, you can give him a call, and he can help you out with either one of those vehicles. And you do have dealers around, too. Tell Frank about your dealer situation.
Oh, we have just absolutely terrific dealers. We have Summit Racing and Jegs, and all the Keystone automotive stores have our product. National Parts Depot in Florida. So wherever you are, they're easy to find. And we certainly would like to help you out with tech question and so on. And I'll tell you what, if you can call Drew in our sales department, and I'll have him send you a T-shirt because you're so close to that trivia question.
Do that, Frank, okay? Sounds great. Call Drew at 888-735-6425. John, it's great to hear from callers like that. It's amazing to me, you know, just sitting here and hearing about all these great rides all over the country.
It's so much fun, and we talk about performance therapy, which is our name for really having fun with your car, and we're so excited. We're doing the Super Chevy Show in Las Vegas this weekend, and then, of course, we're back in Las Vegas for the Mopar event. And two weeks ago, I was in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Minnesota, going to our dealers and then talking to customers and enthusiasts. And it is so much fun getting out there and listening to what people are talking about with their cars, because they just love them, and they love modifying them, and they love driving them. And I'll tell you, once you get this automotive passion in your blood, it's hard to get rid of.
Absolutely. It's very hard to get rid of. It's impossible to get rid of. Noticing the picture here on the track day on your website, the Viper. I have a friend in Oregon who has a Viper and loves to modify it. Do you actually have some pieces for that car as well?
We have sway bars for the first generation Viper, but we brought that out just to show all different Mopar generations, just the coolest cars. And that's why that was there, along with that Grand Sport Corvette.
You can't go wrong with that. John, always a pleasure. We'll get you back. We'll talk to you next month.
Bob, thank you, and terrific talking cars with you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.